want something more? I mean, more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences. Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes to any of that, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, could be both rewarding and lucrative for you. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools and resources you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call Exit Realty Low Country Group today at 843-619-3005. That is 843-619-3005, or visit join.exitlowcountry.com and make your exit today. So good morning and great morning, guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, guys, if this is your first time listening to this show, look, y'all know it, but y'all know we always say it because we want you to understand where you are and what our purpose and our mission is right here at Exit Strategies Radio Show. Our mission, guys, is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are, yes, y'all know it, legacy building. That's what we do. So I want to give a quick shout out, guys, to our faithful listeners that listen to us in their comings and goings. I'm always humbled and deeply honored that you guys would make it a point and be intentional about tuning in to sharing this wealth of information, this wealth of knowledge that we are hopeful that we are a resource in delivering to you. So I would be remiss if I didn't say that, if I didn't say to those people who log on week after week to see the latest episode or listen to the latest episode on our YouTube channel or on ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com, our website, or those who pull it, listen to it on your favorite podcast application, guys. Again, thank you so much for what you do to support us here at the show. And we really appreciate it. And we continue to strive and work to bring you the best content, the best information, the best and the brightest in the industry who are willing to come and share important to our audience. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for those of you who are doing so. So guys, today, you know what we are doing. We have been running around. We have been climbing mountains. We have been turning over rocks. We've been opening up curtains. We've been airing this show out. And I'm super excited today to have with us someone that I know is going to drop a tremendous amount of knowledge on you today. Look here. This is when you get your bucket. Yeah, this right here is when you get your bucket to pick up these nuggets of wisdom, of this wealth of knowledge, guys, that's going to be scattered across the airwaves today. So today, I'm very humbled, very honored to have with me someone with us here in studio to share how to grow well. So we have today with us Theo Derringer. He is the CEO of Derringer Capital Investments, and he is going to blow your mind. Theo, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk with you.
But Theo, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show with us today. So if you don't mind, give our listeners high level overview, who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah. So my name is Theo Derringer. I live in New York City. I go to St. John's Prep High School. And since about middle school, I've been very interested in business, specifically investing. So I've done everything from trading shrimp to having a gumball machine empire. And now most recently, some with stock picks. So I've also been very interested in investing. I've had a couple of good picks, had a couple of bad ones, and I've learned a lot. So that's one of my main things as well.
That is incredible, man. That is awesome. So look, you have, as a matter of fact, for our listeners, guys, again, this is groundbreaking, but this is what many of us aspire to. So guys, I want you to make sure that you continue to pay attention and listen. So Theo, what was your driver? What was it that said to you one day, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to build and create wealth, and I want to help and serve people. What was that driver for you?
Well, I mean, who doesn't like money, right? I mean, a lot of people who work in finance, they say it's for the thrill and everything, but really, when you have money, you have more power to do stuff. I like taking my family out to nice dinners, stuff like that. So I'm trying to avoid seeming very selfish and cruel, but I do having the power to choose how I want to spend my day, how I want to spend my time. So that's really the essence of it.
Good deal. So, and you started initially with what type of investing? So you made mention of investing in shrimp and the vending machine route. I'm familiar with some people that do that or have done that. But you say you started with shrimp and some other stuff as well. Tell me, what did that look like?
Yeah. So actually, I think in terms of tying it into real estate, it's perfect because it really does show you your ROI. So as for the vending machine, that costs maybe $120 plus $30 for gumballs, so $150 total. Then you got to put some effort in and find a location. And then after maybe 1 year, you've made your money back plus some, buy a new machine. I don't know too much about investing directly into real estate. We'll talk about REITs later. But in terms of investing directly into real estate, I'm imagining it's very much like that. You buy a property, you make your money back, you buy another one. So it is just like that when you start off with these low-level businesses like trading shrimp and gumball machines. It's capital. So, you have capital, you make your money back, reinvest.
So what I just heard is you're touching on some of the entry-level investment stuff that you can do. Because a lot of times, and I know we're going to touch on REITs here in a bit, but one of the things that a lot of people have in the entire process of getting into investing that kind of, and I'll say it, drives them nuts, so to speak, is, or is their biggest hurdle, is the capital necessary to enter. Now, granted, we know that, you know, that we're in the industry, that the amount of capital needed isn't necessarily as great, or it shouldn't be as daunting as many people make it to be. But what you talked about is, okay, well, look, what I just heard you say is try your hand at other smaller ventures to get to a system and understand and learn about the ROI and other things that are necessary to run an effective business. That sound about right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't think anybody is starting off with investing in real estate. I think most people do have some sort of business where there is, like we talked about, the ROI. And then once they have money from that, they jump into maybe an industry that has a higher startup capital. Now, once again, with REITs, there is less startup capital. It's more liquid. We'll get into that more. But when it comes to directly investing in real estate, nobody jumps right into that. They start off with a smaller business like this, then maybe a mid-sized business, and then finally real estate, or a job, a career, and then real estate.
Interesting. Interesting. So, and I see that because you're exactly right. Someone who is an entrepreneur, to be very frank, is an entrepreneur. That means they figure out a way to basically turn nearly anything or make a business in a number of different places, sometimes before they parlay that into something even greater or bigger. It's like someone starting cutting grass. They walk around the neighborhood with a lawnmower and they're cutting grass at cutting yards at $20 a yard. Well, and depending where you are, there's some people say $20 and kids now making $50, $100 a yard. They start out that way, and then pretty soon they go from the push lawnmower to a riding lawnmower. They're able to cut more grass more efficiently, and then they upcharge it a little bit and they make more money. And then they're making money growing. And pretty soon they got another lawnmower and they got a friend driving that one. And then the friend is getting paid a percentage of the yards they cut. And this person's making the money, they grow it and grow it. And pretty soon it's a full blown grounds company or landscaping business, whichever direction they really lean in. So that's real, very interesting. So you also invest in the stock market, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So tell our listeners about that. What attracted you to it? But then also, what does that look like in the day-to-day operations for you?
Yeah, so what first inspired me to do so was, I think there's the SEC website, or it might be the investors.gov. They have a compound interest calculator. And I think you put in your startup capital and then the monthly interest or some numbers, and then you can see the exponential curve. And I realized that even if I start this now versus a year later, there's going to be a huge difference by the time I'm 20. So I'm like, okay, Dad, I got to start this now. So that's what started it. I realized the power of the snowball effect, the compound interest. So that's what started it. The day-to-day operations, I'm not more so a day trader. I do more so month to month at the least, sometimes year to year. So sometimes I check my portfolio like once and that's it. But other times I'm reading the Wall Street Journal or Barron's and I'm looking at what's going on in the world. What is the Federal Reserve doing? What is this specific business doing? Oh, there's a merger going on there. Is that a buying opportunity? That's what the day-to-day operations look like. It's not all candlesticks and stuff. It's more so just following domestic and international news.
That is impressive, man. Because see, people miss that, quote unquote, you need to be up on the current events. You don't need to be up on gossip, but you need to be up on the current events. Some people focus on being aware of what the latest thing that a celebrity has done or whatever drama, what have you, but they miss being aware of, okay, this company is this, so forth and so on. I just happened to glimpse an article not too long ago of two major credit card companies, one, you know, talking about possibly buying the other. That's going to shift that market. So when you understand that the potential impact of that, then you can make more calculated and better decisions on your own investment. So that's, man, that's super cool. So let's get in over here on these REITs. First of all, explain to our listeners who may not know, what is a REIT?
So a REIT stands for Real Estate Investment Trust. And it's essentially, you're buying a company as you would a stock. It's typically an ETF or a mutual fund, but you go in your brokerage and as you would buy an ETF, for example, you would buy a REIT. And a REIT is comprised, if it's an ETF, it's comprised of several real estate companies. So actual companies who are involved in, it could be hospitals, retail, there's different types of properties, but these are real estate companies. But they're required by the IRS to pay 90% of their taxable income to shareholders. So as a result, these ETFs have very high dividends from 5 to 10%. And they're very consistent as well because this is, they're required to have 90% of their taxable income go to shareholders. So that's what a REIT is. It's, you're buying a company as you would a stock, but the way in which you get paid is a little different. It's not necessarily an uptick in the stock price. It's typically just the dividends that you're focusing on.
Cool. So how does that, someone looking to get started with that? Now, there's a tremendous amount of REITs out there. Am I correct about that or am I incorrect?
You're absolutely correct about that. There's a lot of options. Yeah.
So what would be, quote unquote, a good option? And what would be a process to get involved in that? Meaning, and my question, Theo, is how do people get started? These REITs trade on the stock market. So how will someone get connected, plugged in? And then what makes a good investment in this particular corridor?
So you have to look at the economy as a whole. So if you think that the economy is headed to the crapper, then you might invest in a REIT. But if you think that we're headed for a bull market, then it might not be the right time. So timing is one thing. You also want to look at diversification. So here's two things I'd make sure you look for and check for before you buy a specific REIT. One is you want to make sure that they cover all sectors of REITs. So like I was mentioning before, they could be in retail, they could be in office, all these different types of properties. You want to make sure that they're diversified. And also, just double check, but make sure you're not buying a private REIT because private REITs aren't subject to the same regulations as public ones. But as long as you're looking on your brokerage like Robinhood or something like that, then they'll all be public. But just make sure you avoid buying those. That's where the fraudulent ones are. So make sure that it's public REIT so that it's subject to regulations and you won't get scammed. And then two, make sure it's diversified, has diversified portfolios. Because let's say, for example, you're buying a company who only does office space or only does hospital, or I'm thinking of an example, only does hotels. Then if something like the coronavirus were to happen, then that specific industry is going to go down. So you want to make sure you're diversified, so just to hedge against any potential risks. Like I mentioned, the coronavirus, investors who had been invested in office spaces and in hotels, they definitely would have lost a lot of money on that because they didn't hedge against the risk. They were only invested in one industry.
That makes very good sense. So let's scroll this around, throw the mud up on the wall. And Theo, like now, if you're going to look at REITs, where's a good sector to be in, let's say today? What would you advise people to do?
Well, as for a specific pick, I would recommend Charles Schwab's REIT. And I'm not going to take any unique approach here. I think it does differ from investing in stocks in that typically you don't want to have a unique viewpoint on REITs because the whole, it is like bonds. You just want to play it safe. So Charles Schwab's, if a certain company is not doing well, then they will remove it and they will add a new one. It's like the S&P 500. It's just very consistent, very reputable, diversified. So it is like the bond market a lot. You just want to buy from the big company. You don't want to risk going to the smaller ones. So that would be my specific pick. Just stay diversified. Don't do anything crazy. If you want to take risks on a REIT, don't take risks on stocks instead. If you're investing in REITs, that means that you've already decided that you're not going to take risks, that you're just looking for a high dividend, maybe 8% at most, and don't go any higher than that or else you're taking a risk. So I'd recommend Charles Schwab's. They have a very good one. Any Vanguard, any of these big names, I'd go for those. They're very consistent. Yeah.
Okay. And that makes perfect sense. So you are, and granted, anytime you're looking at making an investment in something, you need to trust the investment. So I noticed that you made mention of a lot of the, again, the larger companies, the large cap companies. Is that something just mere comfort, or are you basing that off of specific performance or what have you? Because again, people know Charles Schwab and other companies such as that. So are you basing it off of just, okay, there's stability in the market, or off of something else?
It's absolutely comfort. It's absolutely stability. Once again, if you're investing in a REIT, it's because you want to play it safe. I mean, I think most of us investing in REITs, if you're under the age of 70 and you have any level of risk tolerance, you're investing in REITs pretty much only when you have a fear of a recession. If you're not, then you shouldn't really be putting your money in a REIT. But if you're investing in a REIT, you should be doing so only when you're in a recession. It's a low risk thing. I wouldn't be looking at any of the small names because they just carry more risk with them and it's unnecessary. Like I said, if you're looking to take risk, then I'd look to the stock market or the casino. I wouldn't look at REITs.
Okay. It makes perfect sense. Now, Theo, you have a website where you provide information and assistance. So let's talk about that. So what's the web address?
Yeah, it's omegatrades.com. I give stock picks. These are long-term stock picks. Reason I came up with it is because I was on social media and I see a lot of these financial gurus who are promoting their day trading stock picks. And I think day trading, I don't think it's sustainable. So I saw this. I think that's actually a good idea to sell your stock picks. If you've done consistently well, it's not a bad idea to sell your stock picks, but I don't think you should be doing it in doing day trading. So I thought, I've seen a bunch of these, but they've all been day trading. So I decided to make my own service, omegatrades.com. That's long-term investments. And I won't lie, we've done very well because of luck. But we've returned, I think, 60% in 2023. But 60%, yeah, we don't expect to do the same. But we've done very well. And we give our reports, and these are long-term investments. Our investors have done very well, and we're growing rapidly.
So I love the site, man. It's very clean. So for our listeners, guys, that is omegatrades.com. O-M-E-G-A trades, T-R-A-D-E-S.com. So Theo, I'm seeing just real clear, concise information. What your results was basically, oh, hey, we had this pick and this is how it performed. And that is because it's real concise. You're not trying to push and promote as much as you're saying, hey, look, we believe based on this information, this is going to be a good opportunity to buy or otherwise look into this particular fund. That is awesome. That is awesome. So how long have you been doing this? How long have Omegatrades been up? What has been the overall feedback?
Yeah, so it's been more of, I've learned a lot of business lessons from it. In terms of learning about investing, I've learned that through my own investing, but I've learned a lot of business lessons from Omegatrades. I started it in August. I had the idea then. It was a very sketchy website. It was Daringer.com, which was my last name because I owned that domain previously. It was very sketchy. I hard-coded it in HTML, so a bunch of coding words, but I hard-coded it, which means that it looked like a website from the early 2000s. And then I realized that a lot of people probably think this is a scam because it looks like one. So then I went to Wix, which you can build your website there. So it looks nice, only because I didn't do it, but because I used a third party to make the website. And yeah, I mean, so far I've had no complaints from it, but I think I'd learn a lot from people complaining and critiquing my site and critiquing the business in general. But a day to day would look like I wake up, read the news, maybe write a report. Markets open, then I send an alert to my customers saying, hey, this happened in the markets and this is how it would affect your picks. And just overall, just checking in on the stocks, how they're doing, the performance reports, I send those. But I've learned a lot of business lessons from Omegatrades and I have no regrets starting that. It's been great.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. So this is all amazing stuff, man. I mean, Theo, look, you're doing amazing work and educating people in this space. So I mean, I'm loving the conversation because you're able to, let me explain to you this, why. So you're giving me a little bit of intricacies about how things work. You quote unquote, lifting up the curtain a little bit and hey, this is what's going on, quote unquote, underneath. So I really appreciate you breaking that down for our listeners today. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want to make sure we get your contact information on here as well here in a moment. But Theo, where do you see yourself going with this? Like, where do you see the outcome? Is this a direction you believe that you'll continue as you move forward? What does this all look like for you?
Well, first of all, thank you. I have a lot to learn in terms of public speaking and stuff, but I'm happy here. I'm at a good starting point. As for my future, I see my main source of income probably not being Omega Trades in the long term, but I hope when I go to college, I'll major in computer science, meet some people, and hopefully get into the AI space, because I think that's the new wave, the new revolution. In the 90s and early 2000s, it was the internet, and I think now it's AI. But then more importantly, with my money, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to invest. And at first, I'm going to be investing in REITs because I'm not going to be having a lot of money. I'll be early in my career. But then as I get more and more money, I'll probably shift from REITs to actual real estate itself, maybe specific projects, specific buildings, and then, of course, investing in certain stocks, certain companies. So that's where I see myself hopefully getting to into the AI space, and then with that money, investing in directly investing in real estate.
Wow, that's impressive, man. That's impressive. And you're building quite a resume. I mean, I really see this thing here coming together for you. I really do. So Theo, before we go too far, we're quickly getting to the end of quote unquote today's show. How can our listeners get in contact with us? Make sure we get that out here on the table. How can our listeners get in contact with you?
Yeah, so I apologize. I haven't bought a business email yet, but if you'd like to email me, it's quite long. It's daringer.capital.investments@gmail.com. But what might be easier than writing that down is to go to omegatrades.com. There's a contact page there. That's how I'd contact me. I also have social media and stuff like that, but more watch my email on omegatrades.com than my social media. So you can contact me there.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Theo, I have a question that I asked our guests, and it's a hindsight question, because oftentimes you've done a particular thing or you're doing a particular thing, and there's this sometimes this, man, I should have been doing this a long time ago, or what do I need to do so I could have been here a lot faster? If I'd have done this differently, then I would have reached this point a lot faster. So I'm going to ask you that question. If there was something that you could go back and change, like when you first got this idea, whatever it was, if there's something you could have went back and changed that would have catapulted you to the point that you are now, what would that one thing have been?
That's a tough question. And let me tell the viewers, I was not given the questions prior. So I probably listened to my dad. He worked in finance. My first investment, I invested it in late 2019, Smile Direct Club. I sold it, I think, a year ago at a 98% loss. So that definitely took a hit on the compound interest. But my father had been critiquing my reasonings about why I shouldn't invest in this stock. And looking back at it now, they were not good reasons at all. And I should have been more receptive to the feedback he gave me, not specifically then, but just in general. So even if your parents aren't in the finance industry, I'm sure that they invest themselves, and I'd ask them for advice first. If you are my age, if you're not my age, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe your parents still know something you don't, because they've probably also been investing longer than you. So I'd go to the higher ups, if you will.
So listen to those who have been before. I love that. I love that. So Theo, my guy, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule in order to do so, to give some encouragement, some insight, and most importantly, some inspiration to others. So again, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So for our listeners, guys, look here, y'all have gotten it. Y'all have heard it. I want you most importantly to apply it. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. Y'all always put the two of those things and deliver it to you this way, which is, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.